Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Mark James.
I am Mark James. That's Mark with a C. James. I'm the one who popularized rap music in the Western Mass suburbs in the early to mid-90s.
Phony Michelle. I mean, they've been more relevant than Alicia Silverstone's acting career.
Chris Frail.
I've known Michael Irvin for 16, 17 years. University of Miami fam. We're good like that.
Kyrie Irving.
I'm very good friends with Steph Curry, as you know.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, shout out to Charles Manson.
Next star here at WEEI. That, of course, is Mark with a C, James.
Mark effing James.
Star for attention, fame-seeking loser.
Ordinary Hayward.
I'm going to call him Brad Farrell because he's actually John Farrell without a ring.
And I think one thing.
Exactly.
So your turkeys of the year,
Barbados Belichick.
Kyrie Irving.
You can take the R away. He's turning to Chris Fail.
Mark James, right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Yeah, I heard about this and you know, evidently, this is our production people on the TV show that were there. And I have absolutely nothing to do. We have absolutely nothing to do with anything that they produce, direct, or shoot, or anything. I've never even seen any of their tapes or anything else. So this is something that we 100% have zero involvement with. This is something that you'd have to talk to the production people about, or what they were doing, or whatever it was.
Is it fair to call the Patriots cheaters?
Yes, and liars too, I think. Or at least they cheated and lied, it seems to me. Guys, what do you think is going on? Look, it's like the Astros. The Astros are an advanced organization. That's why they're so good. One of the reasons. They value information. But their ethics are not only questionable, but it seems to me rotten in terms of how to do it. Like, I understand if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. I get that. But there are different ways of doing that. Well, this is the same sort of thing. They're using technology and with the same playbook. And if we don't call them on it, now, other people may also say, I've heard this argument. Well, everyone's doing it. The Patriots are just clumsy at it. No, they're clumsy at nothing. They're excellent at it. You know what they say about roaches? For every one you see, there are 100 in the walls. You know what this means to me? That the Patriots, who are better at everything than everyone organizationally, this tells me if they're the only ones getting caught repeatedly like this, that they are doing stuff like this all over the place.
Max Kellerman's pretty fired up about this. Wow. All right. So there you go, folks. It's everywhere, right? The Patriots are cheaters again. They cheated before the Super Bowl against the St. Louis Rams, the greatest show on turf. They cheated We're back to square one again. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it utterly amazing when you think about it? That this is where we are again with the New England Patriots. It's really pathetic, more than anything, that you get caught doing this against a team that you should put the cheerleaders out there and they'll win by two touchdowns. The Cincinnati Bungles, 1-12. And now you got to answer. And now it's Spygate 2.0. It's the same thing over and over and over again. Why does it keep getting to this? I don't get it. I just don't get it. Seriously. I just don't get it. But yet, here we are. It's all over again. And we should be talking more about the Patriots not being able to beat top-notch quarterbacks this year, like Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson, and Patrick Mahomes. Instead, we're talking about this crap over and over and over again. Oh, hey, Red Sox fans. Business just picked up in the Bronx. Breaking news here. You want a little breaking news sounder there, Nikki?
1 second.
Breaking news. We'll get there. Don't worry. It's coming. Yeah. All right, Gerrit Cole agrees to a 9-year, $324 million deal. 9 years, $324 million deal with the New York Yankees. Gerrit Cole, you're going to have to face him all the time now, Red Sox fans. How about that one? How about that one? So Gerrit Cole is a Yankee, plain and simple. 617-779-7937. Oh, no. How about that one, folks? How about that one? Unbelievable. The Yankees get Gerrit Cole. Jesus. Un-freaking-believable. 617-779-7937. The Yankees, wow. They get it done. They get it done again. Un-freaking-believable. They're back, folks. They are back in a big way, and they are the odds-on favorite now in the AL East, in the American League, period. They got Cole. I mean, unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, so you want to talk about Gerrit Cole going to the Yankees, the Patriots Spygate 2.0, Bill Belichick's horrific draft history over the last 3 years, whatever you want to do. 617-779-7937 is the number to get in. Mark After Dark, the Midnight Express. Liam, not Liam Gallagher, but Liam in Maine is next. What's up, Liam?
Hey, Mark. Going back to the Sony Michel pick, the way I compare it to is sort of like the Josh Beckett trade with the Sox back in whatever it was, 06.
With Hanley?
Yeah. Basically, would you essentially trade a first-round pick for a ring?
Yeah, I guess I would.
Right?
Yeah.
So, looking at that Sony Michel pick, and I'm still a little bit higher on Sony Michel than a lot of people because I think he's much more of a system running back.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, you look at Dalvin Cook. Like, you can run outside zone with Dalvin Cook all day long, and he's going to find that little crease and get uphill. Where Sony Michel, like, you go to that Cowboys game, that one play where he made Jalen Smith, one of the best linebackers in the league, look like an absolute fool with his little jump cut. But besides that whole point, even if Sony Michel was a bust from here on out, you got a Super Bowl ring because of that pick.
Yes, you did.
So in my mind, that it's just like the Josh Beckett trade, right? Like, Josh Beckett was, not very good for most of his time, but he also got you a world championship ring.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
So that's kind of how I look at that. And then with the Isaiah Wynn deal, right? So we don't know if he's going to be a tackle yet, but I think we would all feel really good about Isaiah Wynn being a guard for us.
Yep. Okay. Okay. Right? But he's so supposed to be a left tackle. He's supposed to be protecting Tom Brady's blind side.
I agree. And what Belichick did in the offseason was he picked up Jared Beltier, that kind of guy that's gotten a lot of experience. So he did kind of hedge his bet on that pick.
Okay. Right?
And sometimes things don't work out. So in my mind, that was actually a pretty low-risk pick because you could potentially have a really good left tackle for the 23rd overall pick. Good move. At worst, in his mind, he's thinking that he got a really good guard. And why I think Belichick drafts people from the SEC is not necessarily because of he's got ties necessarily to those coaches, but I bet he talked to Saban and was like, hey, who did a really good job or who did you have to scheme up against? And he got that feedback from him. We know Belichick really trusts guys that he goes with. So, and I think we've also been spoiled here to a point where Belichick has done a really good job drafting, where like a lot of teams miss on these first and second rounders and it just doesn't get highlighted. So I think the picture that you're painting might be a little bit unfair just for the fact like we got a Super Bowl ring based on these picks that you're kind of talking about.
Fair enough, but I mean like these guys are supposed to produce. If you're a first round pick, you got to produce more than just 1 year, Liam.
So I tend to agree, except for the fact that 1 year pick did get you a ring. Going back to my original point, would you trade a first round pick for a ring? So
yeah.
Even though, we're expecting a lot more from Sony Michel, like I said, I'm still not completely down on him. And I do think you make some really good points about how, some guys, Duke Dawson, terrible pick. And I'm a DB's coach, and he was an absolute fail. But to call, guys like in this recent draft, like I still think Jawan Williams can do some special things for us just based on his body type and what he can do. I just think that we've been a little bit spoiled here, and because Belichick does everything else so well that we might, grade him a little tough on his draft just because he does do so good with the undrafted type of things. That was just kind of the point I was making, and I think, like, even if Sony Michel doesn't do anything from here on out, like, I still don't think you can call him a bust because he got us a ring.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, he did get you a ring, not much more after that, and he's been a sophomore slump bust this year. 617-779-7937. The text line's like, see if they want David Price as well. Well, we know, though, David Price sucks in Yankee Stadium, so I don't think they'd want him. So Garrett Cole to the Yankees. Red Sox, are they second-class citizens in the AL East right now. Oh, yes, they are. Bill in Maine's up next. What's up, Billy boy?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Oh, it's just me, but I'm doing good. Thanks, man.
Hi, Guy. How are you doing?
Good.
First of all, I love your show. Been listening to it. I get out of work right around this time.
That's right. Nick LePan, my producer's here. Doesn't talk much in the air, but he's here.
Yeah, okay. And my point being about the Cole signing, the Yankees got a great, great pitcher. There's no question about that. I've watched him pitch. Bottom line, he hasn't pitched against the Red Sox yet. He hasn't pitched against any of the other teams in the American League next season yet. It hasn't happened. Bottom line is Sabathia has. I think he's had just about a .500 record against Boston over his career as a Yankee pitcher. The Yankees traded for a top-line starter 2 years ago. They ditched him last year. I can't think of the guy's name. I think it was Snell, if I remember correctly, or Shell, if I remember correctly.
No, Snell's been with the Tampa Bay Rays. I don't know any other Snell.
Well, there was a guy that they traded for from the West Coast. Got him. They was high priced, and he proved to be a flash in the pan. Didn't last a year or two for the Yankees. Again, Cole's great. I'm not saying he's not. I just don't see him as viable unless he produces. The same thing could be said
Sonny Gray. Sonny Gray. Sonny Gray.
Say,
yep.
Yeah, Sonny Gray. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
You're the best. But the bottom line is the Yankees lost with the Gray issue. Cole hasn't thrown a pitch yet. let's give it time. Let's see what they got. Same thing with the Red Sox. I mean, we didn't know what we had with Sale. And unfortunately, we only got about a half a season out of him each year he's pitched, one way or the other. So, again, we don't know what next year is going to bring. I think it's more of the same myself. I think you might agree with that based on past history. Now, as far as the Patriots are concerned, I said this since game one, 2019. No offensive line. Third string starting center now, third string, practice squad. They've lost most of their offensive linemen at one point or another due to injury, back again. It's been a makeshift running back situation because they don't have their two fullbacks blocking. They can't open up holes to the run game. Brady's having to be hurried and pass the ball fast, gets it out of his hand, has nobody to pass it to. Wide receivers can't get separation. Why? Brady doesn't have time. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have time. So when we start crapping all over Brady, running backs, give it a chance because of that offensive line has let them down. Injuries? Yes. Turnover? Yes. No Gronkowski? Yes. But that's what it is. They haven't had an offensive line all season, consistent. And I don't think they're going to have it going into the playoffs. It could be a one-and-done deal. It could be, especially if they happen to face off against a Buffalo team at some point. I don't know. We're going to find out and give it a chance. Baltimore looks tough. You know, KC is KC. I still think, obviously, Patriots had that game won. It's just it got taken away from them. Although, I don't necessarily blame the rest because the Patriots have had benefit of calls in the past themselves. But the bottom line is, I really think that that offensive line holds the key to the future of this team going into the playoffs. No O-line, no playoffs, no victories. It's just a sad state of affairs as it is. I want to thank you for what you do and give you a shout-out for that especially. But again, I'd like to see what Cole brings to the table for the Yankees before we start anointing the Yankees once again, although they had a great season last year.
And so did he. He had a great season last year as well. He was unbelievable. All right, I'll get back to more of your phone calls. Rocco, Garrett, Scott, Mike, 617-779-7937. We'll get to that. Now it's time for trending. (617) 779-7937 to get in. Mark After Dark, the Midnight Express rolls on till 1 in the morning. I'll be here with you another half hour. You want to get in the number? You guys just said it. You know the number. When I see Somerville, I think of Leone's with the best meatball sub on the planet.
I've actually never been to Leone's. Where in Somerville is that?
It's on Broadway. You got to go. It's across the street. It's across the street from the deserted Star Market that's been there forever that apparently they're going to... Yep, that one. Right near the Winter Hill Liquor Store where Whitey Bulger... And actually, in Leone's, Whitey Bulger actually used to hang out in Leone's.
No way.
Yeah. Wild. Yep.
Yeah, got to try it. Got to check it out.
Yep.
I just want to talk about a couple of the previous callers on Garrett Cole just saying, you know, we'll wait and see what he brings to the Yankees. I mean, I'm not sure if they've been watching him pitch the last...
Yeah, right?
Two plus seasons, but the guy's lifetime wins over 500. He has 1,300 strikeouts and 1,200 innings. Like, he's obviously legit. He's in the top tier of pitching. And
last year he was the best pitcher in baseball, in my opinion.
By far. He went like what three months without a loss.
Yep.
So
yep.
I don't know. I mean, for people to say let's wait and see till we annoy the Yankees. I mean, they're already insane offense, and then you add in Cole, Severino back healthy next year. They got Paxton as well. So, I mean, they're scary, and to say that they're not is just be naive, to be honest.
Oh yeah, no, I think the Yankees, which they were already above the Red Sox with the season they had, now they go another step further as the Red Sox look to shed payroll. In salary, the Yankees are like, they've turned the clock back to the evil empire era as if George Steinbrenner was still alive. They have.
Yep, exactly. I mean, it's going to be tough and depends on Whether or not we're able to get something from Mookie or if he stays, because, I mean, I personally, I think they should move him. If we're not going to get anything for him when he walks next year, I don't see the Sauce convincing him to stay. So,
well, and now there's all this talk out there that, oh, you know, Mookie, you know, they might have to hold on to him and every. I'm like, really? Why? Like, why do you have to hold on to him? Like, I don't know. I don't get that at all.
Yeah, not sure. And to people's points about dumping price for the payroll. I maybe wait a year because he still has 3 years left on his deal. But I think obviously there's a team out there that would take him for picks to rebuild the farm system, because obviously worried about the pitching prospects, and that's something that the Yankees have done so well. You see Domingo Germán have a good breakout year last year. I think he's going to obviously regress a little bit to the mean. It's shown in his ERA, but I think that just the way they've been able to build up their system and to be able to kind of mimic that and replicate that, something that the Sox got to do quick.
Yeah, I know. Good point, Garrett. Garrett, Leones, hit it up. Call me back and thank me later. At the meatball sub. Tell him I sent you.
Try it this weekend after the bars.
After the what?
I'll try it this weekend after the bars.
Okay, you got it. All right, man. See you, Garrett.
All right, thanks, Mark.
617-779-7937. So the Patriot hatred is in full effect. Here we go. Let's hear some sound bites. Let's hear some hatred.
You're absolutely right. They don't have the benefit of that. I kind of gave it to them, but they really don't deserve it. If a person cheats on their spouse, not once, but twice, now you have to go out of your way to make sure you do everything to avoid just the appearance of doing it, right?
Absolutely.
So if you're caught in a hotel room with somebody, it might be innocent. It might be completely innocent. But you can't expect people to believe, or your spouse to believe, that it was innocent because of your track record. And that's the situation with the Patriots.
So that's Chris Broussard, who's never been right on an NBA rumor in his life. And we have more.
I'm trying to gain tendencies of what you do. Because if you go back, skip, and listen to Do Your Job, Coach Belichick is looking at the sidelines from the Super Bowl, and he said, where is he standing? Where is Sean McVay standing? Because where he stands give you tendencies on what he might or might not call or do. How do you learn that, Skip?
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
This is a bad look. But let me tell you what should happen.
Yes.
If it's proven that they taped this, Coach Belichick's got to go.
Well, I think it's proven they taped it.
No. Because he
had knowledge of it?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's no way to say he did not. Skip, he's got to go.
He's got to go. Fire the greatest coach in NFL history. 6 Super Bowls. Yeah, he's got to go. Spoken like a true Patriot hater, Shannon Sharp. Keep it real. No doubt about it. And CBS This Morning.
Welcome back to CBS This Morning. I'm Gail King with Tony DeCoppo and Anthony Mason, who apparently likes puppets. The New England Patriots are denying a new allegation of spying, this time on the team. They're playing on Sunday. A Patriots crew was caught filming the Cincinnati Bengals sideline last weekend. Now, you may remember Spygate back in 2007. 2007 is what she's trying to say, when the Patriots were punished for taping opponents. Vladimir Duty of our streaming network CBSN is here with more on this story. Vlad, good morning to you. What is happening here?
Yeah, Gail, the Bengals reportedly think the Patriots tried stealing signals, but the Patriots accept some responsibility and call the entire thing a misunderstanding. The NFL is investigating to determine whether it was something more.
Gets the edge, touchdown, and they are on their feet in Cleveland as they run it in.
As the Cleveland Browns claimed victory over the Cincinnati Bengals Sunday, suspicions brewed in the press box above. A Bengals official says he saw a Patriots employee in the room inappropriately filming the sidelines during the game and notified the NFL.
I'm aware that there was an incident, but I know the league is investigating it, so I've got no comment.
The Patriots say they were filming for an upcoming episode of their behind-the-scenes web series, Do Your Job.
I think I'm feeding cereal back here. I'm feeding weight.
Following a Patriots scout at the game.
Okay. In a statement. That's enough on that one. Oh, it wasn't just CBS This Morning. It was all over. Like, this has become a transcendent news story on Good Morning America.
This morning, the New England Patriots, once again under investigation by the NFL.
the team facing questions over an incident reminiscent of Spygate. The Cincinnati Bengals, the team with only one win this season, questioning whether the six-time Super Bowl champions videotaped their play calls during a recent game against the Cleveland Browns. The NFL now in possession of the tapes. Cincinnati coach Zach Taylor allowing the league to do its due diligence.
I'm aware that there was an incident, but I know the league is investigating it, so I've got no comment.
Overnight, the Patriots releasing a statement saying they sent a production team to film a behind-the-scenes feature on the Patriots scouting staff for a web series called Do Your Job. The crew reached out to the Browns and got permission to shoot. However, they did not reach out to the Bengals. The Patriots taking responsibility, saying in that statement, "We understand and acknowledge that our video crew, which included independent contractors who shot the video,
so
unknowingly violated
enough. Good
a
legal Morning policy. America, right there. You heard CBS this morning. This is nuts. This is crazy. Wow. This is like, it's anytime the Patriots are involved, it goes next level. They ratchet it up. They really do. All right, final segment next. I'll get to your phone calls, 617-779-7937. And, Nick LaPan, what do we call the final little montage that you do? What do we call it?
Best and worst of show? We got to come up with a real name
for
it.
Yeah, we do. Let's throw that out to the texters.
We'll workshop.
Like a final, like, sort of little montage that Nick puts together. You guys come up with that. You guys are good at come up with stuff. Yes. Things that are defamatory, you're good at coming up. Come up with something for our end-of-show montage. 617-779-7937. That is coming up next. I'm exonerating Bill Belichick, his staff, the front office. This was Kraft Productions. It had nothing to do with the Patriots. However, guilt by association.
As a Patriots fan that hasn't had a whole lot here this season to get real excited about, nothing gets me more excited than the opportunity to see it team get evolved around an idea that the here we go again in the league and Goodell is after us. And if nobody's learned a lesson in the near recent past, nothing gets us more motivated than the against the world mentality.
That's true.
And here we go again.
That's true.
And here we go again.
Yep.
We've got an opportunity to go around this whole theatrical episode, get these guys in line, that here we go again. Roger Goodell, the league, the world, and everybody included, is against the Patriots, boys and girls. It's time to put the back against the line and make things happen.
But I think I got the answer, Mark. Let's laugh a little. Now, these two videographers, they're in their 20s, right?
Yep.
Okay, so maybe they were at the camera, they turned it on, one kid came up, hey, yo, I got this blaze, you want to go blaze real quick? Yeah. And then he smoked, and he forgot he left the camera on. And then he came back after he did his little, yeah, it'd take about 8 minutes for two guys to, you know what I mean? Man, I'd do it quicker, but they could do it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Oh, they could have done it by accident, like he messed up.
Listen, as pretty much a lone Cincy fan in all of New England, I really don't think that there's any threat with you guys watching and videotaping some of it. Now, I know, you know, okay, it's illegal, it's whatever, but listen, we're 1-12. What? I mean, don't get me wrong. It's fun to bust on my New England buddies at work and stuff. But come on. Even in the best case scenario, A.J. Green magically comes back and can play and play well. And John Ross is running good and isn't hurting. And Andy Dalton starts throwing dimes. I still really don't see a threat.
So you asked if anybody out there believes that they're guilty. And I'll tell you why I think they're guilty. And I'm saying I think because obviously I don't know 100%. Nobody does.
No, right? Listen, you're the exact call I've been looking for all night. I want somebody out there that thinks that they're guilty.
Okay, so I think, I don't know 100%, but I think they are based on their track record. Let's put it out there, okay? When somebody does something wrong, you always assume, or if something happens again, that's the guilty party, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's natural. I'll tell you why. I'm a retired police detective. So when people do crimes, it's more than likely if the same MO happens again, that's who you go and look at again, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so that makes sense. So do I think they did it? Probably. And you have to stop asking why Cincinnati. That's irrelevant because they've probably been doing it here and there off on and off again for some time. So Cincinnati is irrelevant. They just did it because that's his nature. That's his nature. All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he does. They, you know, he thinks he's so smart. I'm talking about Belichick, obviously. that, oh, well, they have this craft documentary production going on, scouting production, right? Documentary. What a perfect guise to say, I'm so smart. While we have the cameras in there, let's do it.
Wow. All right? You a Patriots fan?
I used to be.
Okay. Why are you no longer?
Because of the weasel. I don't like him.
You don't like Belichick?
He's a weasel. No, I don't. I think he's a weasel. And this is the exact reason why. I think he's been doing this his whole career after Cleveland.
Yes, up until now, I've been enjoying your programs, but I'm angry today. How dare you question the wisdom of the great Bill Belichick? You should be taken off the air. If I was in that studio, I'd punch you in the nose. The man can do no wrong. Matter of fact, when he's on TV, my family must remain silent. They're not allowed to talk when the great one is speaking.
Well, there you go. Very good job. Again, Nick LaPan, great job on that. There's certainly no shortage of interesting calls. No shortage. And we like more and more. And we might have an interesting one right here before we end the show. Terrible Tom in Boston.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Good.
Listen, this has Belichick's fingerprints all over it. Listen, Brady's the greatest quarterback that ever played. But he wants to soil up Brady. When Brady retires, they'll say he may have been the greatest quarterback that ever played, but he was a cheater. This is Belichick. Belichick would never win. Wouldn't win half as many. Matter of fact, he would have been out of the league if Bledsoe didn't get hurt. Belichick would have been fired years ago. He's a lousy coach. I'm telling you.
He's not a lousy coach, Tom. Tom, come on. He's a great coach.
It's all about Brady, Mark. All about Brady. The greatest quarterback that ever played. Brady got all
his
way.
Well, I know that. I agree with that. I agree with the Brady being the greatest quarterback, but don't say Belichick's a lousy coach, Tom. Come on.
Mark, he would have been out of football. If he still had Belichick, Bledsoe was the quarterback, he would have been out of football years ago. He didn't do anything in Cleveland. He's not a good coach. And he had Brady. Brady come in, and you could tell Brady was a, Bledsoe was leading the league in sacks. And then when Brady come in, Brady got rid of the ball so quick that there were no sacks after that. And it's because of Brady that Belichick is going to go in the Hall of Fame, that's all.
So you think Bill Belichick's a bad coach?
Yes, I kind of think he's a bad coach. You know, he's not a horrible coach, but he'll never get above 500 without Brady, I'll tell you.
Okay.
He'd be lucky if he wins 8 games. If Brady's not there next year and he's coaching, he won't even win 8 games.
He did win in 2008 with Matt Castle. He won 11 games. Don't forget that season,
yeah,
Tom.
Yeah, but that was Brady's team.
I know. And they didn't really have a good schedule that year either. I'm with you.
Brady's really the coach of that team.
Yeah, I got you. I never heard someone call in a local Boston sports talk station think that Bill Belichick's a bad coach. Never.
Well, you got one now.
Terrible Tom, I'll never forget. Don't make this be your last call. I want to hear from you again.
Thanks, Mark.
All right. Terrible Tom.
I wished he called in like 10 minutes earlier.
Oh, or an hour earlier, 2 hours. Oh, my God, man. Yeah. Oh, he will definitely be in tomorrow night's Open. That is for sure. Thanks to everybody who called, everybody who listened, everybody who texted. I'll be back tomorrow night taking a 21-hour break. Thanks to Nick LaPan for doing an excellent job producing. Have a great Wednesday, and we'll see you in 21 hours right here on Mark After Dark, WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.